Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India-ASEAN comprehensive strategic partnership is emerging as a robust foundation for global stability and development, declares 2026 as ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan takes part in swearing-in ceremony of new Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Hermony, says Seychelles remains vital partner in advancing vision of Mahasagar furthering priorities of Global South. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces successful test of unique nuclear-powered cruise missile. And in sports, Indian weightlifter Priti Smita Bhoi sets new world record at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain, lifting 92 kgs in clean and jerk to clinch the gold medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said comprehensive strategic partnership between India and ASEAN is emerging as a robust foundation for global stability and development. Mr. Modi made the remarks while virtually addressing the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit, which is being held at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
ASEAN Bharat ki ek is policy ka mukhya stambh hai. Bharat sadev ASEAN centrality aur Indo-Pacific par ASEAN ke outlook ka पूर्ण समर्थन करता रहा है. अनिश्चितताओं के इस दौर में भी भारत आसियान कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप में सतत प्रगति हुई है और हमारी ये मजबूत साझेदारी वैश्विक स्थिरता और विकास का सशक्त आधार बनकर उभर रही है.
The Prime Minister said 21st century belongs to India in association of Southeast Asian nations, ASEAN.
21वीं सदी भारत और आसियान की सदी है. मुझे विश्वास है कि आसियान कम्युनिटी विजन 2045 और विकसित भारत 2047 का लक्ष्य पूरी मानवता के लिए एक उज्जवल भविष्य का निर्माण करेगा. आप सभी के साथ भारत कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर इस दिशा में काम करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है.
On the occasion, Mr. Modi declared 2026 as the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation.
भारत हर आपदा में अपने आसियान मित्रों के साथ मजबूती से खड़ा रहा है. HADR, समुद्री सुरक्षा और ब्लू इकोनॉमी में हमारा सहयोग तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. इसको देखते हुए हम 2026 को ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation घोषित कर रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi also welcomed Timor-Leste as the newest member of the ASEAN as the country became the 11th member of the grouping. Earlier in the day, the three-day ASEAN summit and related summits got underway at Kuala Lumpur under the theme Inclusivity and Sustainability. Speaking at the opening ceremony, Malaysia's Prime Minister and the Chair of ASEAN 2025, Anwar Ibrahim, said rising contestations and growing uncertainty test not only ASEAN countries but ASEAN's collective resolve to keep faith in cooperation. His address was followed by the signing of the declaration on the admission of Timor-Leste into ASEAN. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met several world leaders on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said during his meeting with the Prime Minister of Malaysia, he conveyed the best wishes for a successful ASEAN summit. Dr. Jaishankar also met his counterparts from Thailand, South Korea and Singapore. The External Affairs Minister will represent Prime Minister Modi at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur tomorrow. India and ASEAN have recognized that tourism is an effective way to enhance people-to-people contacts between the two. In his joint statement, they both reaffirm the commitment to promote sustainable tourism guided by green, blue and circular economy principles that are pro-planet and nature-positive, ensuring a high-quality tourist experience and industry growth. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today attended the swearing-in ceremony of the new president of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermony. Mr. Radhakrishnan reached Seychelles this afternoon on a two-day visit to East African country. During his visit, the vice president also met Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam. During the meeting, they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Mauritius bilateral relations. Meanwhile, Vice President also addressed the members of the Indian diaspora in Seychelles. During his address, he emphasized that Seychelles remains a vital partner in advancing the vision of Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancement of security and growth across regions, furthering the priorities of the Global South.
In the Indian Ocean region, PM Modi's vision of mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, Mahasagar reflects our shared commitment to a free, open and secure Indian Ocean. Seychelles is a vital partner in India's vision, Mahasagar, and in our commitment to advancing the priorities of the Global South.
Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Brussels in Belgium from tomorrow. The visit comes at a crucial stage in the ongoing India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA negotiations as both sides intensify efforts to conclude a comprehensive, balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Russian President Vladimir Putin today announced the successful test of a unique nuclear-powered Burevestnik cruise missile with unlimited range and ordered the armed forces to prepare infrastructure for its deployment. In his televised meeting with the Chief of Defense Staff and other military commanders, Mr. Putin mentioned that during recent drills of nuclear forces, the Burevestnik cruise was in the air for 15 hours and covered 14,000 kilometers during successful trials. North Korean Foreign Minister Cho Shun-hui will visit Russia and Belarus at the invitation of the two countries' governments. Details were not immediately disclosed, including the exact dates for the trip. The trip to Russia comes amid growing speculation over whether North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will respond to U.S. President Donald Trump's calls for another meeting between the two leaders when Mr. Trump visits South Korea later this week for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Summit. Pakistan and Afghanistan held second round of talks at Istanbul in Turkey to establish a joint monitoring and oversight mechanism to curb terrorist movements across the border. Dozens of soldiers and civilians were killed in border clashes between the two countries earlier this month, creating a warlike situation, but peace was restored temporarily on the 19th of October after the two sides held talks in Doha. The Taliban government of Afghanistan has accused a powerful faction within Pakistan's military of orchestrating a campaign of hostility and misinformation aimed at destabilizing Afghanistan and diverting attention from Islamabad's internal chaos. A bust of Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore was unveiled at the Indian Embassy in Beijing today. The sculpture has been carved by famous Chinese sculptor Yuan Qikun. Unveiling the bust, Indian Ambassador to China Pradeep Rawat said Rabindranath Tagore's visit to China a century ago was a milestone in our civilizational dialogue. Indian weightlifter Priti Smita Bhoi established a new world record at the Asian Youth Games in Bahrain today. Competing in the girls' 44kg event, she successfully lifted 92 kgs in the clean and jerk. This exceptional lift, combined with her other successful attempts, gave her a total weight of 158 kgs, securing the gold medal for the country. India swept two gold medals in the girls' singles events at the Badminton Asia Under-17 and Under-15 Championships 2025 at Chengdu in China, with Shaina Manimuthu and Diksha Sudhakar winning their respective age groups today. After today's results, Indian contingent will return home from Chengdu with two gold, one silver and two bronze medals. This was also India's best ever tally from a single edition of the Badminton Asia Under-17 and Under-15 Championships. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, the match between India and Bangladesh in Navi Mumbai has been called off due to rain. Earlier, Bangladesh could score only 119 runs for 9 in their allotted 27 overs. For Bangladesh, Sharmeen Akhtar was the top scorer with 36 runs. For India, Radha Yadav scalped 3 wickets. Shri Charani took 2 wickets, while Renuka Singh Thakur, Deepthi Sharma and Amanjot Kaur claimed a wicket each. The rain-interrupted match has been reduced to 27 overs per side after a huge delay due to incessant showers. Now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India-ASEAN comprehensive strategic partnership is emerging as a robust foundation for global stability and development, declares 2026 as ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan takes part in swearing-in ceremony of the new Seychelles President. Dr. Patrick Harmeni says Seychelles remains a vital partner in advancing vision of Mahasagar, furthering priorities of Global South. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces successful test of unique nuclear-powered cruise missile. And in sports, Indian weightlifter Priti Smita Bhoi sets new world record at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain, lifting 92 kg in clean and jerk to clinch gold medal. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.